Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, how you doing? I'm trying to get a new car, so I'm trying to sell my old one. I was hoping you could buff out this tiny little scratch for me. What would that cost? How you doing, boss? Let me take a look. That's a deep scratch. That's a deep one. It's this big. Just buff it out. Yeah, it's a small one, but it's touching the bumper and the door. We're gonna have to order a new door, new bumper, new set of tires too, maybe. I think it's scratched. I tell you what, cut your deal right now. $1,500 cash. We'll do it right now. Okay, what? No, you're not getting my stimulus check. Okay, you know what? Forget it. No one will even notice it anyways. I'm gonna go sell this thing. Hi, yes, looking to maybe get a new car today, and I wanted to hopefully trade in this one. What could you give me? Hi, how you doing? Okay, let me take a look. That's pretty nice. Vehicle, sir. We got a scratch though. I think what we can give you is something like today. Tell you what, right now, $89. Is this a GameStop? What do you? No, everyone online says it's worth like $7,000. What do you? Okay, you know what? Let's just move it on to buying a car. I already sold the one I liked. I want that Toyota, $15,000. I want to pay $13,000 for it though. Oh man, you're a tough guy. I like that. You know what? Let me see if I can do that for you. Let me talk to my supervisor. I'll be right back.
2 hours later.
So I was able to talk to my supervisor, and I tell you what, sir, we can't do that, but I can give it to you for the sticker, the 15. How does that sound? All right, I'll take it. I just want to leave at this point. You've really worn me down, so all right. We'll get you over to finance, sir. They'll get you taken care of. Get you out of here in no time. On to the next one. All right, don't care about you. Congratulations, sir. We'll get you out of here in no time. Before we go, can I offer you our extended warranty today?
No.
We got bumper to bumper warranty. We got hood to floor warranty. We've got warranty for your warranty. All I want is the car. I don't want a warranty. I don't want to know your name. Get me out of here. We also throw in some Sirius XM radio for your loan. Do you want like a 3-year loan? Maybe a 60-month loan? Maybe a lifelong loan where we own you the rest of your life. We'd also do one where we have your grandma's collateral. We'd hold her ransom until you pay us. What would? No, I don't. Give me the car. Give me the keys. Enjoy your Toyota, sir.
Just give me the keys. Fix my car. Leave me alone. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Correct Opinions Podcast. And yeah, I had a screw in my tire the other day. I had to go take it in somewhere. I don't know what. Do you guys know? Fix the tire. I don't know how that works. They're like, hey, it'll be $75. Okay. I don't know. I had bought a car a month or two ago. I was there for 19 hours. Felt like I was being detained. Like, just give me my Nissan and get me out of here. It was a brutal experience. That's what I'm willing to just. This is how my experience went. I was like, let me tell you something, man. You're offering me, what, 24? I'm not leaving here paying anything more than 22. And he goes, sir, I talked to my supervisor. We can do 24. And I went, you got a deal. wow, I'm a good negotiator. My dad would be proud. I mean, I talked to my father. I did research. He told me all what to do, what not to do. Give me $2,000 off that. We can't do that, sir. Sold! At this point, I was like, hey, you want 24 for it? I'll give you 25 if you get me out of here in 30 minutes. This is horrible. They may get sad in there on purpose. You know it. They just left us at a sad little cubicle for an hour. Where is he? I see him walking around. What's he doing? I'm trying to give you our money. Get me out of here. So, yeah, that was pretty brutal experience, but we got it done. Oh, zipper vibes is a little hot in here. Make sure you're watching us on Trek Industry Studios YouTube channel. And also, guys, we started a Patreon. Come be a Do Less guest on Patreon. If you already were a Do Less guest, we've moved to Patreon. Go to treykennedy.com/Patreon. We're doing a $1,000 giveaway. We're announcing the winner on April 1st. One lucky person who's a part of the Patreon will win $1,000. So sign up now. So much content. You're going to love it. If you like this, if you like all my content, you're going to love it. treykennedy.com/Patreon. And welcome back to Correct Opinions. We have a great episode. March Madness is here. Everyone hitting those STEMI checks. Vibes are up, people. Spring. There's things blossoming out of the ground. I've never noticed that in my 28 years of life. But now I care about that stuff because it's the little things. I don't have much anymore. JK, welcome back to Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions.
Dance break. Get up and dance with me, people.
Correct Opinions.
Woo! I might have to start dancing to that. That theme music gets me going, people. Send us you bringing it down to Correct Opinions theme. I want to see it. DM me. We're back, people. People got their STEMI checks. That's right. If the vibes are ever up, they are. At this point, it's funny. It took so long to get it. It's like, do we still need it? I'm sure some people do, but it kind of just feels like they're just handing it out at this point. I mean, it's awesome. But everyone's getting the stimulus checks. So, hey, better. Why not join the Patreon? But my favorite, some of my favorite internet memes in a long time, fave Twitter times, are all these stimulus check memes and jokes. Have you seen these? They'll be like, me gets $1,400 stimulus check, goes to PetSmart, where are the lions? Or they're like, goes to Burger King, I want to speak to the king. They're so funny to me, dude. So I thought we'd come up with our own here on Correct Opinion. So when my stimulus check hits, dude, when mine hits, I'm going right to the me at Walmart, LOL, yeah, right, I'm rich now. I'm going to Target. Me at Home Depot, I'm all of your dads now. Because dads go there, we'll workshop that one. Me at Whole Foods, is there anything on sale? Actually, still, it's very expensive. Me at Nebraska Furniture Mart, yeah, that's right, I furnish houses and stuff, so I go there. Me when I go to Nebraska Furniture, stimulus check hits. Check hits, not a stimulus check. That would be an interesting government provided thing. Me at Nebraska Furniture Mart. How much for Nebraska? I'll buy it all. Nebraska's never won an NCAA tournament game. They suck. Me at Pizza Hut. Call me when it's a pizza mansion. How about that? I'm rich! Woo! I love it, people. I love it. Send me yours. So congrats, everyone. We're all getting a little richer. Sun's coming up. And it's exciting times, man. I'm also, we're going to Phoenix. Going to Phoenix in just a few weeks. I think there's a few tickets left. I'm very excited for that. Love the people of Phoenix. TreyKennedy.com/tour. Do I still say literally? Derek, he's nodding. Okay, thank you, thank you. I also noticed I can't even say my name. Trey Kennedy. Who's Trey Kennedy? Who's Trey Kidney? Sounds like a baller name. Maybe that's my new stage name. What's up, y'all? It's Trey Kidney! Yeah. Passing stones from 8 to 5. Man, I know I'm getting a kidney stone soon. I've been rolling the dice on that for a while, it seems like.
Have you had one?
I've never had one, have you?
Ooh, yes.
Because you didn't drink water? This year?
No, 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Derek had we got to give a shout out. Madeline Moore on the Trekkie Studios YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Post every video. 100th episode, show Derek's face. No. Well, we'll might have to show Derek's face on the Patreon. That maybe when we hit a certain Patreon supporters, we show you like a third of Derek's face. I'm gonna think about it. Speaking of Derek, Derek's great. He's helping out the Trachina Studios vibes. Kylie Jenner has who was it? Kylie Jenner. We gotta look this up. Kylie Jenner had someone who worked for her, who needed like surgery or something. Let's see if we can find. It was too good of a story. She had someone who worked for her that needed. Yeah, her makeup artist had a GoFundMe because she needed to pay for medical bills. Here's the GoFundMe. Samuel Rada. Oh, I mean, to be fair, her following did work. Oh, he has a $120,000 goal for medical bills. Poor guy. I don't know what happened to him, but thoughts and prayers. So Kylie Jenner was like, tweeted it, hey guys, support if you can. I already gave like $5,000. Surely they do it on purpose at this point. The Kardashian family is so good. It's so good. Y'all saw me roast a while back. Kim Kardashian was like, finally real life. We rented out our own island and had fun without masks. And like in the photos, there's like servants with masks on still. And you're like, what? There's like 19 NBA players there. I don't even know. That's all they date. And it's just hilarious. It's great quality content. And now you have Kylie Jenner, who's, you know, we get shoved down our throat that she's a self-made billionaire. Which I don't. She's literally the opposite of self-made. Someone else made her. And then she came out rich. So she tweets out, guys, support if you can. I already gave $5,000. So, guys, I just want to tell you now, Derek can't even feed his family. He's held here captive. He has a GoFundMe out for just $50. He's just trying to get like a bucket of chicken from KFC. I've personally given the guy $3. It was in my wallet. I feel like that was kind of me. I'll send you the link. Best of luck to him. I don't know. Yeah, you got it. But what I just described is actually more of my net worth than Kylie Jenner's $5,000. I saw someone do the math. They said like her paying for this guy's bills, $100,000 or whatever, if she's a billionaire, is equivalent of, well, let's do the math. I'm a math guy. Man, I'm so bad at math now because I never do it. We have some sweet young 9-year-old fans listening right now. You're smarter than me. She has $1 billion. Okay, I'm already giving up. That was embarrassing. I saw someone tweet, it'd be like someone who made $100,000 giving like 10 cents or something. So, there, yeah. Go check out his GoFundMe because he needs some help, I guess. That's pretty good. Oh, speaking of a little kid, I went to a wedding this past weekend. Great time. Wedding during March Madness, which I loved missing. Who am I to talk? You guys know me. I want to keep it real. I want to roast people, but I've got to look myself in the mirror sometimes. I've moved our wedding date 17 times. We're the most annoying couple in the country. We're getting married May of 2020. Yeah, right. We'll move it to September. It'll be fine. But we got married anyways, but with like a small ceremony. And then we sent out another save the date for the new one. Then we sent out so many STDs through the mail. We are like, I mean, we're spread around how many STDs. It's ridiculous. I tried to tell, let's not email or send out another save the date. We've sent out so many. I have people asking me, I don't even know when your wedding is. I'm like, I don't know either. I'll just, I'll get a text the week of, I guess. But we had a great wedding. And during the ceremony, this small young lad, he had to be 7. He walked up to me with a video of me up and he goes, is this you? I go, yeah, buddy, what's your name? His name was something funny. He was a little white kid. Javelin? I don't know if that was his name. And he was like, I was like, have you seen my videos? He goes, not all of them yet. I was like, well, thanks for being honest. I was like, you have something in common with my wife. Can you stop watching my videos? I posted a video or two. She's like, I haven't seen that one yet. I was like, I posted that a month ago. Are you not keeping up with? Oh, It's okay. It's a lot of content. And I was like, have you seen my buddy's videos, buddy? Not all of them yet. Okay, well, thanks. And then I was like, do you want to... Oh, and then I was like, fist bump, man. And he gave me... I felt like an idiot because he gave me a fist bump and he blew it up and I didn't. So I was like, crap, it's like middle school over again. I had this trend, I had this phase in middle school where guys would dab you up, but they'd stick a finger out. Did you ever experience this, Derek? It was a trend. It happened in middle school. And when I tell you, I've tried to train. I like to think I'm as far as white males go, I'm on the upper echelon of being able to like look fairly cool and like clap on beat, right? And so if you've ever dabbed up a white man versus a black man, it's a very different experience. The white guy, his hands are clammy, he grabs you weird, you're like, ugh, there's just nothing. It pops when you know what you're doing. Few white guys do. When the cool black kids in middle school would dab me up, and I, in a split decision, had to decide if I was going finger guns or that. I mean, I lied in bed at night thinking about it. Middle school is crazy, dude. Those are the worst. I don't shout out to my middle school people. It'll be better. When like the most right now, it's like, okay, I got to make sure I like do my taxes correct and try to figure out this acid reflux thing. When you're 12, you're like, do I side hug her or do I do it two hands? Oh, it's the side hug. It's brutal. And in many ways, the same exact thing. I'm just, do I side hug or fully embrace my tax returns? I don't know. I still don't know. So yeah, I don't know what I was talking about. March Madness was March Madness. I spent much of the weekend doing that all day. I mean, I got home from the wedding was out of town. Landed, went straight to my TV. I sat there from 1 p.m. to midnight. It was a great day, and I don't think my sweet gal Katie knew what she was in for. It didn't happen last year. And I tried to explain to her, you won't see me. And she experienced it. And she goes, you know what? I think I'm going to get out of town next March Madness. It's like, that's probably a good call. I'm sorry. It's the only time in our marriage thus far. I did look her in the eye and be like, I'm going to ignore you this weekend and I'm sorry about it. And just thank you for bearing with me. Okay. Talk to you in April. but it was a lot of fun, except my pokes choked. Oklahoma State Cowboys, but we still have great vibes going. Oral Roberts is just on a tear. I grew up not far from Oral Roberts. Great university, great people. They have big prayer hands out on campus. Very religious people. You have Loyola Marymount, the Catholic school with Sister Jean. She's 101. Dude, would it not be super romantic if Loyola they lift her up somehow. Maybe they get out like a Loyola goes to the Final Four. They roll her out and they have some kind of wheelchair assisted thing that kind of raises her up like, and she cuts the nets down. And as she cuts the nets, angels descend and they take her up. That's what I want to happen. That would be, I think she deserves that. And I think that I wouldn't be, if that happened, like Vegas odds on that are probably like -1,000. Like they're pretty good. Loyola to the Final Four. Sister Jean cuts down the nets. And surely she's vaccinated. She was there. We got to hope so. She's already vaccinated with the Holy Spirit. So more than... How do you compete with that? And in a way, I'm almost excited because my team, Oklahoma State, was about to play Sister Jean. She's the 101-year-old sweet nun basketball fan. Who wants to beat her? I don't want to dunk on Sister Jean, literally or... spiritually. So that's maybe a good bullet dodge, but man, March Madness, I forgot how great it was. I was just watching, I was just making, you know, checking my bracket. It was great vibes. It was great weather out. We watched it outside. Why is watching TV outside so much better than watching it inside? You ever thought about that? We've worked so hard as humans to get indoors. Give me the sweet climate control. And now That's my deal with camping or something like that. Oh, you mean what our ancestors and forefathers have just spilled blood, sweat, and tears to get me in this sweet bed? I'm underground right now. This is a basement. And there's this heat blowing in here. And there's a window underground, but you can... What? Why would I want to go out there? There's bugs out there. There's pollen. There's a murder of crows haunting me. Not in here. It's my sweet, sweet little place. Camping? Mm-mm. Why do we even have jobs if you want to go camping? Here's the deal. If you want to go camping, I quit my job and don't work another day in my life. Because that's the freest thing you could do. We might as well just go live in the bushes. The whole point of working is to not live outside. We're like, we got to help the homeless people, but there's plenty of millennials out there who are like, that's my ideal life. And they just go camp and stuff. These people are professional hobos. It's unbelievable. What the whole point of working is to not do that. We're going to work all this. We're going to work. And then our reward for the work is to be like, let's just remind ourselves what it'd be like if we didn't have these jobs. That'd be like, what would that be like? That'd be like, doing CrossFit and working out and getting all jacked and then just like swimming in the pool with your shirt on. What's the point? Don't go to the gym. The whole point of going to the gym is to look good, have your shirt off, show off your abs and your nips if you're male. Or if you're a female, if you're breastfeeding, you're allowed to show. Oh, I've painted myself in a corner here. Oh, Correct Opinions podcast will be the end of me. But that's okay, because we're having a great time and the vibes are up.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, we gotta dive into this. This is Derek found this. Woman fired after donating kidney to boss.
Imagine giving up a kidney to help save your boss's life and then getting fired. A woman on New York's Long Island says it happened to her. Jim Axelrod reports she is now taking on her former employer. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Charlie and Erica. A 47-year-old divorced mother of two named Debbie Stevens is headed to court. Now, if her case goes to trial and if a jury ends up seeing things her way, it's going to make any complaints anyone might have about his or her boss seem like nothing in comparison.
Aside from being, you know, hurt, I felt ashamed.
Last August, according to paper...
How do you feel about not having a kid anymore or a job?
Hurt? And what do you mean? I feel horrible! I don't have a kidney or a job. She needs a stimulus kidney.
Papers filed with the New York State Division of Human Rights. Stevens was working as an assistant to an executive at the Atlantic Automotive Group, which operates car dealerships on Long Island.
Car dealerships! Is anyone surprised by that? I think we've darn near all given a kidney just to get a vehicle. So I don't think, maybe...
Her boss, Jacqueline Brucia, needed a new kidney. Debbie offered...
Jacqueline Brucia! I need a kidney. Debbie! Give me a kidney.
Help in an uncommonly generous way.
Oh, if you... I don't... It's never okay to judge a book by its cover. But if I saw that woman, I'd say... She runs a car dealership and steals people's kidneys. I bet she didn't even put it in her body. She just sold it for $50,000.
She became a link in a multiple-patient kidney chain, which resulted in a kidney for her boss.
I was donated on her behalf so that she could get another one. She could get a good one that matched her perfectly.
So she could get another one. She has three now. So she can drink more.
To be part of that, you're going to get one.
That's a liver, actually. I don't even know what kidneys do.
Okay. You have to give one.
Correct.
According to Stevens, the only thanks she got from her boss came in an email. Thanks more than I can ever say.
She's BCC'd her. Everyone, thank you for Debbie for the kidney. Get back to work.
A face-to-face visit.
I mean, what was I going to do? Say, oh, how come you haven't said thank you?
Stevens.
What was I going to do? Confront her because she didn't thank me for one of my organs? Like, let bygones be bygone. Debbie, you act like you paid for Chipotle and she didn't Venmo you back. It's a kidney. Get in her grill. I'd go up, if every day I saw her, be like, which side is it on? It's the kidney on the right. I'm just giving her kidney shots every time I see her. That's my kidney.
He's returned to work 4 weeks later, even before Brucia. 3 days after coming back, Stevens didn't feel well.
No sooner walked in the door of my house and the phone rang and it was her saying, what are you doing? Why are you home? And I'm like, well, Jackie, I don't feel well. And, she's like, well, you know, you just can't come and go as you please. You know, people are going to think you're getting special treatment.
Stevens had complications from the surgery, she says, like nerve damage.
Okay, could I maybe take a few days to recover from literally giving you one of my bodily organs? We got cars to sell. You can't just come and go as you please. Debbie, don't maybe take the other kidney. I'll do it. Okay?
Imagine her
take that or you want your retirement account still? 401k? 401 kidney?
Beg. But, says Stevens, the yelling didn't stop.
She told me that it sounded like a personal problem and she wasn't interested. And I said, well, you know, it's a personal problem because I had surgery, because I had a kidney removed. She said, oh, are you throwing this up in my face?
When she hired a lawyer, Stevens was given a different job at another dealership 50 miles away before being fired.
When you get fired, what reason did they give?
They just told me that I wasn't working up to their standard.
The kidney wasn't working up to our standard. Or she wasn't. Or both. You're fired because your kidney is failing me.
I was making mistakes.
Somebody, some reader or some viewer.
Also, wait, hold on. What did that
making
say?
Making mistakes.
Organ trail of tears? What are we doing, CBS? Can we bring this up, CBS? Trail of tears? Canceled! This is hilarious, dude. Was this? Oh, it's 8-9 years ago. Can't do that today, I bet.
Somebody, some reader or some viewer, is going to read this story and say, wait a minute, this just doesn't add up.
Well, it doesn't. And if I didn't live through it myself, I probably would have a hard time believing it also.
This just doesn't add up. One kidney plus one kidney equals no job.
So, but this is exactly how it happened.
On Monday, Jacqueline Brucia said this.
I will always be very grateful that she gave me a kidney. I have nothing bad to say about her. She did a wonderful thing for me, and I wish her the best.
Which didn't answer the obvious question.
I have nothing bad to say about her. She's a good girl, good head on her shoulders.
Why then did Debbie Stevens get fired? The Atlantic Auto Group has this to say. It is unfortunate that one employee has used her own generous act to make up a groundless claim. Atlantic Auto treated her appropriately and acted honorably and fairly at every turn.
Okay. It's unfortunate this woman's like, if she felt like if she gave us her kidney, we had like owed or something. Ugh. She stuck at her job, okay? Oh, man. By the way, Derek, we did run a background check. You and I are matching blood types, so if worse comes to worse, we're going to expect that. Okay. All right. Thank you for your... What is kidney the only organ you can get rid of and keep going? What could you give me? Spleen. Maybe give me a gallbladder or something. What do those run on the black market? Yeah, you don't need your. We got a lot of stuff up in there we don't need. Maybe I should need. Maybe that's the weight loss program I need. Just go in there, and get rid of a kidney, a spleen, a gallbladder, an appendix. Maybe get the tonsils out while we're at it. But there's got to be 25 pounds of organs. I'd be looking good. Ever think about that? We do have a lot of stuff in there we don't need. Sadness. Stimulus checks. No, well, come on. Let's do another. Yes. Give us more, Joe. If you're even still president, I don't even hear about you. I still somehow hear more about Trump. Trump starting new social network. What's Joe Biden doing? He's falling upstairs. That's all I've seen. Tell me what's going on. Man, he does interviews and they're just so boring. And I'm so thankful for it. We don't have this guy going, it's from China. We have Joe Biden just being like, wear a mask and get the vaccine. It's nice. It's free and easy. Trump started a new social network. Who knows what that'll be like? I can't wait to see what it's like. But it's hilarious. Basically, literally everyone, basically the internet is like, you're not allowed on this anymore. So I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know how internet works really, but I don't know. At the same time, I feel like a lot of people who might want to be on his network are the, you know, it's like my Uncle Larry, who's like, refuses to get a computer, right? It's like, well, everyone has a computer. And I'm going to be on, I wonder if I'll be verified on there. I wonder if I can get talked to. I don't know what his platform will be. It'll be called... I bet he'll just call it Twitter and just be like, do your worst at Jack Dorsey. That would be funny. I just wonder if I'd be verified on there. I could post some TikToks on there. Just like do the woe to country music or something. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm excited for it. But it's just nice. I hope, you know, Joe, give us more money. But, okay, we're not talking politics, people. The vibes drop, and I clearly know nothing about it. It's ignorance is bliss, is what I say, okay? I'd rather talk more about dumb kidney givers.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Let's do another segment of... Triggering. Ooh, did y'all see... Has this happened to anyone? So, just like any good millennial, my daddy pays for my Netflix. We had a family account, and I've started to try to watch Netflix, and it's telling me you have to be in the same household in order to watch it. Well, I'm one of the few millennials who doesn't still live with my parents, so that is not going to work for me. Has this happened to anyone else? I'm just a normal day. Let's see what's on Netflix. I'm going to do my classic... Let's watch some on Netflix. And 90 minutes later, you didn't pick anything. You go, that was fun. Let's do that again sometime. And my goodness, it's telling me I can't do it because we're not in the same household. You know, I have been using my parents' login to watch everything. So are you telling me as a 28-year-old man, I have to start purchasing my own way to buy things? That's got me triggered. Okay. Yes. Can I afford it? Yes. Are stimulus checks coming out? Yes. But I couldn't believe that. So I actually saw it's a real thing. Netflix is cracking down. So you can't like, I think I've told you all this. HBO might. Oh, dude. Dude, the people, the HBO login I've used for 12 years from complete strangers that a buddy of mine gave me in college from a buddy of his, they finally changed their password. And that sucks for me, dude. I swear, I used that HBO for so long, I swore that one day the police are going to knock on my door. Be like, you're coming with us. And so in a week's time, I have no HBO, I have no Netflix. And not sure what to do. Derek's telling me about a great new show that's on Peacock. I don't have that. So that's got me triggered, dude. And now I've just got to pave my own path. As CBS 8 years ago called it, the Oregon Trail of Tears. Canceled. Yeah, so that's what's got me triggered this time. They're making us buy their own thing. And I don't know. I got to figure something out. So thoughts and prayers to me, please. It'll really be appreciated. Maybe do a GoFundMe for me. That'd be helpful. Join the Patreon. We're giving away $1,000, people. So I don't know. It's almost a stimulus check. Maybe people don't care about the giveaway. Like I've already got a one a giveaway from the government. No, it's great. Okay. And you're going to enjoy the content. Thank you. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy or TreyKennedy.com/Patreon. Both work. That's fun. So that's my triggered segment this week. And the birds are out for spring and I'm scared. They're attacking me. And I bought a fake owl. I don't think that's going to work. It's a crappy owl. Ooh, you know what? I don't think I'm done. I don't think I'm done being triggered. Get an iPhone. Get an iPhone. If you have an Android, get an iPhone. Do you guys have a friend who has an Android? We actually posted a skit on it on the Patreon. We all have that, at least that one person has an Android. And you just can't even communicate with them. The texts are green. It ruins the group text. I don't know how many people I've heard tell this guy, like, dude, I have an old iPhone. Have this. Like, that Samsung Galaxy is, like, more expensive than an iPhone. Just get an iPhone. They make it so difficult. I've been around Android people. They have to bring their chargers places because they know no one's got one of those. We got an iPhone charger. I don't know what the heck that is. USB C3PO. I can't keep up with them. I don't have that. Of course I don't. I have an iPhone because this is... Everyone in America has an iPhone. Dude, you ever been on a mission trip to like Ethiopia and they don't have water but they have iPhones? Yeah, they have iPhones. Come on. I can text them more than you. That grinds my gears. There's no explanation for it at this point. There isn't. So many people have it. It's like, it's like going over someone's house. Like, let's watch a movie. It's like, what's on Netflix? Like, I don't have it. I have Quibi. What? We're going to watch 16 Quibi movies? You suck. No one here has that. Get Netflix. I need Netflix. But that is, you Android people, if you're an Android lover, try to explain it to me. I'm not buying it. They do the same thing. It's just can't even put you in the group text. You get left out of things if you have an Android. As an iPhone guy, you do. I don't want to see that green text. Very unpleasant. You can't AirDrop. You can't FaceTime. I mean, how do you survive? You can't do it. You can't. So get an iPhone. I also love, have you seen these new trends of the phones that are like, this is a dumb phone. You can only make calls and texts on it. And I love, because I've known a few people who get these. And they never use it. It's so funny. Yeah, it's a nice idea, but these are awesome. There's a reason we all spend 5 to 10 hours a day on these. Because they're fun. And because you gotta... I'm going to get a dumb phone. Yeah, I think it's going to be better for my heart and soul. And I'm going to stay off the phone. And I also won't be able to function in today's society. But I think I'll be less stressed. But also, the stress will increase because I can't be employed without one of these. It is what it is, people. Oh, man. I love when people get those. Because they're never going to use it. It's impossible. It's like saying, you know what? I'm going to only ride my bike everywhere because I think that's, I'm just going to go back in time 100 years and I think that'll work. It's like, no, good luck. Unless you live in Holland, get a car. Oh, and you have to have a phone. I just like to embrace it, man. Let's check out my screen time. I bet it's less than you think. Let's check out my screen time. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be vulnerable to you guys. Because my... Okay, let's look. How do I do this? See all activity. For the past week, my daily average is 4.5 hours. It's not bad, right?
I mean, you're watching the podcast every time, so that's an hour.
Right. I watch my own podcast on Trey Kennedy Studios YouTube channel. So that takes up time. What's unfair about mine is my Google Maps is high because I've lived in the same city for 5 years. I still don't know how to go anywhere. I don't even try anymore. I'm like, my phone will tell me. I don't even people. I've talked to you about this. My Trace Diaz, I'm not going to say it. I won't say it. Rick Diaz. People will be like, yeah, you know that place up on 140th and 23rd? I have no idea. No, life depended on it. Get in my head. No clue where that is. My phone does. Oh, man. People be like, where's that at? Where are we going? Is that over there by... It's on your phone that you have. Unless you have a dumb phone. Dumb people can't have dumb phones. But we're all dumb. We need Google Maps. Imagine using an actual map to go somewhere. I mean, is Dora the Explorer still going? She better... They're making a movie. Dora is still going strong. Her thing is like, the map. Surely they've, you know, upgraded. It's like, just Google it. I'm the map. I'm outdated. Movie's already out. The map better not be in it. Or they're lying to our children, our youth. Oh, where should I go to get the backpack? Should I go left? Should I go right? Or should I just Google it, idiot? Right, I'll Google it. If that's not the movie, then they're lying to your children. You gotta turn it off. Could you imagine? I remember road trips as a kid. My parents had a big old map out. I mean, that looked like Lewis and Clark. But, no, they weren't two. I didn't have two dads. They were mom and a dad. But Lewis and Clark weren't together, I don't think. If they were, that's fine. If they were explorers. So I can't imagine getting anywhere with a map. Google Maps I even struggle with. You ever done Google Maps and you're on the freeway and it's like, it says to exit, but there's like a, you know, we're hitting a city here. There's a convolution of exits and streets. I'm not even sure. That was it. Oh, I just had 7 minutes of my trip. I got to turn around. I struggle to follow the Google Maps that tells you, do this. I can't read a map. So it's amazing anyone got anywhere. Because I still don't know how to go to the dry cleaners. Derek's just like, oh, you roasted Android while you talked about Google Maps. Well, I have Google Maps on my Apple. And I will say, and everyone knows this, right? That Apple Maps sucks. I think everyone knows that. So, okay, I don't want to hear those comments. Derek or anyone. Derek, you're about to lose a kidney if you keep it. I'm kidding. But Google Maps is better. You just download that onto your phone because you can do that. Because iPhone can download all the apps, unlike the Android store. End that bit. Correct opinions, baby. Vibes are up. We're in March. It feels good. Officially spring. That's right. Officially. And daylight, I mean, the sun's up late. It's just a great time. So yeah, y'all, get your come see you on tour. We're gonna have some more tour dates soon. We're trying to figure that out, and can't wait, man. So join the Patreon, $1,000 giveaway, TreyKennedy.com/Patreon, and make sure you watch the video versions on Trey Kennedy Studios YouTube channel. We appreciate y'all. Share the podcast, subscribe, give 5-star reviews, all that good stuff, and we will see you next Wednesday. As always, do less, God bless. Appreciate y'all. Peace. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.